getting quite long. So
it is. Yeah.
I just get to be on the
if
safe
If somebody
side.
Else was doing it for me, I could get away with one. If somebody was actually like combing it through, like,
and doing
painting
a professional
it on,
Brad
like,
Mondo job.
A professional job. I, however, just kind of dump it all on my head.
That's what I do too.
Swish it around a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I need two boxes.
That's, well, you have thicker hair than I do, though.
Have you seen how much hair I have?
You have a lot of hair. You just.
Look how long it's getting.
That is pretty long.
And it's super thick.
It is thick. My hair isn't as thick as yours.
It probably is, but mine is just like curlier.
Yeah.
So it's like coarse, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. The ends of your hair are like this solid. And I had this like, I had this idea of. Before going to Disney in September, like going in and getting my hair colored and like cut and stuff. And I might just go in for a trim because I need one.
Yeah. I had a trim like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she cut.
Do you go to Jo Ellen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted like face framing, which she did. And I like it. But I forgot that like that doesn't all fit into a ponytail.
No, it does not.
So like in the car when it's windy, I have all these like scragglers around my face falling out. What?
But it looks good.
It looks good when it's down.
Oh.
When it's up, I just have like floofies all over the place.
Yeah. My hair is just straight and it's okay.
I like your hair.
Yeah. It's getting super long.
How's your Father's Day?
It was good. We went out to camp today. Well, Mike's grandparents' camp, and just had like brats and potato salad and stuff. And
okay, so standard like cookout food.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was fun. Mike had to grill, and he was like, "It's Father's Day," and his mom was like, "And no one else can grill, so you're
it's
up."
Grilling like, is it a gas grill?
Yeah,
grill?
Gas.
And you just had brats.
We had brats. Mm-hmm.
That's not like literally anyone could do that.
Yes. And they were pre-cooked brats too.
Yeah. You just put them on and like wait for them to turn brownish.
His mom did do something super nice that most people like don't do. They were like beer battered brats. And she asked me like if it was okay that they were like soaked in beer. And I was like, yeah, like it cooks out.
It cooks out.
Flavor.
Yeah. It's the flavor of beer.
But I was like, thank you.
It's kind of like cooking with wine.
Yeah.
Like the alcohol is gone, but the wine taste is still there. Yeah. Well, they're not battered brats. They're just beer brats.
Yeah, they're beer brats.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you said battered, I'm like, wait.
Deep fried brats? That sounds delicious.
Is there something that I don't know about?
What is happening?
Yeah. We went to the beach today
mm-hmm.
and hung out. I got a bunch of cute pictures of the dogs running around.
They're very photogenic
they
creatures.
Are. I have very photogenic dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a bunch of pictures of them, went over to Pat's for a little bit, came home, came here. It wasn't like a super eventful day. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty chill. It was like nice that it was sunny and there was a breeze.
And there
so
was
it wasn't
a breeze.
Super buggy.
Yeah. What beach did you go to?
Little Presque.
Mm.
But we go. Sorry.
That's a good one.
I'm like sun tired today. We go down the Songbird Trail to like the far like north beach kind
Yeah.
of. And there's rarely anybody there.
I love that.
Or it's like spaced out enough so that we can take the dogs and like actually play fetch with them off the leashes
yeah.
and they can like zoom around. Because
there's no like dog beach. Is there?
No.
They all have to be leashed.
Yeah.
Or not even on the beach.
The only kind of like dog beach, well, what I call dog beach in Marquette is like between Lambros, that new beach, and the Ordock.
Okay.
There's like a little strip where people can't swim. Because of the currents and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can take your dog there. And I usually don't let them swim because I worry about it.
Yeah.
But I let them run around and chase seagulls and do their doggy things.
Yeah. For Marquette being such like a dog town, there's no like.
It's. Yeah.
It's not really.
Well, there's not even really a dog park.
No.
Like tourist park, they open it to dogs in the winter, but it's not fenced in. So, like, I don't know. And they don't have it, like, I don't think they have it separated where there's, like, big dogs and little dogs. Yeah. And, Tourist Park's just a campground.
Right.
That dogs can go to.
When we went to Scotland and in England, every restaurant had, like, a dog hitching post out front.
Oh.
With, like, water dishes and stuff. And they had, like, dog-friendly restaurants and everything, as long as you could, like, maintain your dog.
Yeah, as long as your doggy has good manners.
I thought it was super awesome because you don't normally see that here, even in what people call, like, dog-friendly cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had, like, a little, like, bar with, like...
Well, I know for a while. I don't know if they still do or not. Like, Iron Bay has a little dog hitch area. But then they also, for a while on their menu, they had, like, a couple little, like, dog snacks.
Aww,
one of them was,
I
like, eggs
that.
Or something. Yeah. Like, a poached
just, like,
egg
or... protein with nothing funky. I love
that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But I am kind of, like, sun tired today.
Yeah.
Like, just from being at the beach.
I'm just tired kind of from the weekend. Like, it was stressful. We'll talk about this, like, after. But the kids' stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, Mike is gearing up for Trails Fest next weekend, and, like, I'm gearing up for it, too, even though it's a 5K, but I haven't ran trails in years.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
It'll be fun. You'll have a good time.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing anything.
That's
so,
okay.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Indeed. Anyway.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Woohoo!
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going right off the Washington-Oregon coast in The Wicker Man.
2006 Wicker Man.
2006.
Yes.
The worst one. from my understanding.
I want to see where I can watch the original just to kind of compare it. Because... it's supposed to be, like, the script is almost word for word.
Yes.
But there's, like, sex and nudity and stuff in the original. Yeah.
Sign me up.
And not in the newer.
Yeah. The Wicker Man, 2006 one. It's an hour and 42 minutes. You can find this on Apple, Amazon, and various other paid subscription platforms for about $2.99 to $3.99. It's directed by Neil LaBute. The screenplay is done by Neil LaBute, and it's based on the 1973 Wicker Man, which was based on the novel by David Pinner, Piner.
I'd kind of like to read that.
Yeah, which is called The Ritual. So The Wicker Man stars Nicolas Cage as Edward. He's in all of the things. Renfield. Leaving Las Vegas, which was an awful movie.
you like, let me think of the random movies he's been in.
Ghost Rider. Because I didn't write them down because I figured we could just like come up
Vampire's
with...
Kiss.
Vampire's Kiss, which we've done. I really like him.
What's the one where he steals the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, God. National Treasure.
National Treasure.
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. And Ellen Bernstein as Sister Summer's Isle. And she was in The Exorcist, Requiem for a Dream, and lots of other...
In Requiem for a Dream, she was fucking scary.
Yes. Yes.
Like...
the first time I saw that movie, I was in college, and it fucking traumatized me.
Yeah. If you don't want your kids to do drugs, show them that movie, because...
Jennifer Connelly. Poor Jennifer Connelly.
Everybody
gets fucked over.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
Kate Behan as Sister Willow. She was in The Gift, a TV series, which I hear is good.
And, I didn't recognize her from anything, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's very pretty, but...
she's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And a movie called Flight Plan, which came out, like, a few years ago. It was, like, the... most rated films on IMDb. Lily Sobieski as Sister Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Joyride. It's the only thing she's ever been in, ever. She's so good in it. Frances Conroy as Dr. Moss. All of American Horror Story.
Yeah, and
she's brilliant.
I saw this years ago, like right after it came out, and I haven't watched it since. And when I saw her, I was like, oh, I know who that is.
Her and Coven. Coven is probably my favorite American Horror Story. And she was lovely in it. I loved her so much.
Agreed.
She's also in Joker and The Aviator. Molly Parker as Sister Rose. She was in Deadwood and Peter Pan and Wendy, the 2023 one, which I still want. I want to see.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Or has it come out yet?
It has come out.
Okay.
She plays Mrs. Darling.
Okay.
Which is fitting because she's very pretty. Diane Delano as Sister Beach, Days of Our Lives, and ER.
Yes.
And she was in one that we've done before, but I couldn't remember which one because we're approaching like 120 episodes.
Yeah.
So I couldn't
remember.
We've
done plenty.
And then Erica Shea Gare as Rowan, the daughter. She's in a cartoon called Dinosaur Train, and she plays, like, a lot of voices. And
weird.
It's a newer animated series.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Battlestar Galactica.
Nice.
The later one with my girlfriend, Katie
Sackhoff. This won a lot of awards, but none of them for being good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Golden Schmo.
Yeah.
The Razzie Awards.
Yep.
It won a few of those. Like, sorry.
Nicolas Cage got nominated for, like, worst actor and all of these other things.
Well, I think what made it weird is that everyone was like, oh, your acting sucked. And he was like, it was a black comedy. It was supposed to be, like sarcastic and this and that. And I mean, maybe, but I didn't take it that way.
I don't know. Like, you didn't take it as his acting being bad or the movie being a black comedy?
The movie being a black comedy.
I didn't take it that way either.
No, like, because all of the other acting was fine.
Yes.
It was just his acting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nicolas Cage plays a policeman in a very rural area.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out with him, like, on a motorcycle, like, just motorcycle cop.
Being a motorcycle cop.
Yeah. So he is on this kind of like windy road. There's like baggage and stuff on top of this vehicle ahead of him. And the little girl in the back seat throws her doll out the window. You don't see her throw the doll out the window. But so he's riding along, grabs the doll out
what
of the
grab.
Street. Yeah.
Okay, that's Ghost Rider. Way to pull that out of your ass.
Exactly. Like, that seems kind of like it would be hard to do.
It would be hard to do.
But anyway, he's on his motorcycle, reaches down, grabs a doll, pulls the woman over. Pretty blonde lady, pretty blonde daughter.
This is when I wrote down in my notes, I have completely forgotten this entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
And then I was confused because I thought they were like part of the
That's what I thought
community.
Too. Yeah, it took me a
and
minute.
They kind of
really...
like, I don't know.
They were weird.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. So he talks to the mom a little bit, says the daughter's acting up, they're moving, this and that. Well, then he hands the girl a doll and she like chucks it back out the window. So as he's going to get it, he like walks across the lanes of traffic, picks up the doll. When that happens, a car hits the parked car and smashes it and it catches on fire.
Yeah.
So, like, just barely misses.
Yeah.
Like, being killed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he goes and the car's on fire and he, like, breaks out the window to get the little girl and she, like, won't come out of the car. The car
fucking
explodes.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So then he's off work. You don't, it doesn't really say for how long, but he's on, like, leave for, like, being in this accident.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess this is kind of like a red herring because they didn't find the bodies.
They didn't find the bodies.
And yeah.
And that is super strange.
And the car wasn't registered.
Yeah.
So
totally
that's just kind of like
a
weird
herring.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think
car
that,
wasn't registered. Yeah. It was like a fair.
The girl doesn't even look like Rowan either.
No. But
that
not.
That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah, exactly. But like not. It's not Rowan. but it could have been somebody else from this community.
Yeah.
So then his name's Malice. His last name. Yeah,
Edward Malice.
Mm-hmm. Edward Malice. He gets a letter. His ex-fiance contacts him and says that her daughter's missing. She's been gone 2 weeks and she needs help.
I just want to ask, who writes like that? It is perfect calligraphy.
It's because she's in a cult.
If you think it's a cult, it's probably a cult.
Yeah. I mean, what else are they doing? They're not watching TV.
That's true.
They're not playing games on their cell phone.
It's written on, like, parchment.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
So, of course, like, she's taking penmanship classes there. Yeah. Anyway, he gets a letter from his ex. Now, he knew nothing of her history, and yet they were somehow engaged to be married.
Yeah.
He didn't know where she grew up or anything. Nope. Well, then when this letter comes out, it turns out that she was basically raised in like a commune type setting, yeah. Private island, mm-hmm. and that's all you know about it.
Yeah.
Nothing like weird. Well, he immediately goes to assist his ex.
I feel
to help
like
her find her child.
He would have just been like, I'll contact local authorities, like they can handle it. Because he's like states away.
Yes.
She must have been amazing because he's
she is beautiful.
Immediately like,
but he
yes,
is
I'll
immediately, okay, I'll come and help you.
Yeah.
Well, he gets there and you either have to take like a boat or plane to the island. The guy, he meets with a guy at the dock who's loading up his plane. Mm-hmm. He's their main delivery guy.
Yeah.
Goes out there a couple times a week.
He goes out there once a day.
Oh, is it once a day? Mm-hmm. That's a shit ton of supplies.
That's a shit ton of supplies. But they do have like a lot of people on the island.
True. So anyway, he runs their supplies for them. I'm sure gets paid really well.
Yeah.
He says absolutely no visitors to the island. He's not taking them. Well, then Malice pays him to hitch a ride. Mm-hmm. Then it's okay. So then just this random dude shows up on this island. Like, no direction.
Nope. He's in a suit and everybody else is in, like,
hippie clothes.
Hippie clothes.
Like, robes and, like, smocks and stuff.
Tunics.
Yeah.
In earth tones.
So he shows up. He asks some women as soon as he gets out of the plane, do you know this person? Do you know that person? They're like, we don't know. We've never seen that little girl. We don't know who, like,
and it's, you get kind of,
there's also two guys carrying a bag that's bleeding and something's moving inside of it.
There are a lot of like,
yeah,
crumbs that don't make sense.
Yes. So then he goes to like the inn, the little like tavern mm-hmm. that they have on the island. And that's where he meets Sister Beach.
She's a bitch.
She's super bitchy to him.
But he also...
He just shows up and he's like, I'm interviewing all of you and there's been a crime and blah, blah, blah.
I'm
and they're kind of like...
police authority and they're like...
It's a private island.
You have no authority. You have no authority.
Exactly. Then, like, she's rude to him, says there's no room, this and that. Just is basically telling him to fuck off. Well, then Willow shows up.
Yeah.
And then, like, it gets a little bit more polite. Willow shows him mm-hmm. to, like, the top floor yeah. closet. But...
Catfish queen of the century.
Yes. yeah. So he goes, she shows him the room after he says he wants to interview everyone. Willow passes him a letter that she wants to, like, meet, but they're being watched. I know. So they meet and apparently they were engaged. They were about to get married and she just vanished.
Yeah.
Nothing. So she told him that she was scared. Mm-hmm. She was scared to get married and like return to her
legitimate.
People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like if you're engaged, you would maybe tell the person.
Have you seen, Love at First Sight or whatever? Reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Married at First Sight or something.
Yeah. And then there's the one that's like 90 Day Fiancé.
Maybe it was a situation like
that. I mean, maybe. Well, she basically doesn't have any answers for him, and then she just like takes off.
Yeah.
When he gets back, he realizes that someone has unpacked his bags and like taken some of his things.
Mm-hmm. Lily is the like
maid. Honey. Sister Honey.
Sister Honey.
Yeah.
She's the one that's like works at the tavern and stuff, and she's like, I don't know. Not my job to unpack stuff. Like,
yeah, I don't know where your shit is. That's your problem. Mm-hmm. Malice dreams of the car accident. He's like haunted by it. Well, when he wakes up from his dream, he sees a girl running.
Yeah. Like outside in the fog.
Yes. So he follows her, dead end, you know. Then Sister Honey hints that the crop was cursed last year.
Yeah.
And he's in this like hall where there's a billion pictures of like the harvest festival.
Harvest festivals.
Like princess. Fertility festivals. Or queen or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always like a little girl with like flowers all around her and stuff. Well, last year's picture was missing.
Yeah. So you kind of get the idea that Rowan was the harvest queen or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Summer's Isle specializes in honey.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees, I guess, weren't producing last year. Or they've had a couple years of failed honey harvests.
Well, I think just the one. The one was like the really bad.
Because Edward is sitting like at like the little bar place eating. And he's just like, why is this store-bought honey? Like, isn't it like part of your specialty? And she's
that's when Sister Honey said, like, well, no.
It's been cursed.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I think in the original, too, his faith is a lot more prevalent. So Edward Malice is supposed to be, like, diehard Christian. Like,
blah, blah, blah. And these are, like, some weird pagan people. Yeah. They call each other Sister Moss and Sister whatever. Okay.
Sister Evergreen. That's a badass name.
Sister Evergreen?
Sister Maple.
You're weird. Anyway, Sister Honey doesn't really provide any other answers for him, but she does ask that when he leaves, he takes her with.
Okay.
Okay, sure. He goes, so then Malice is going to go to the schoolhouse to like investigate there. He's just kind of like running all over this island, like just him by himself, like no backup, no.
And like you start to notice that there aren't a ton of men on the island, and the men that are on the island are doing like the hard labor.
Yeah.
They're the ones like digging and.
It's like 10 to 1.
I could absolutely live in. It'd be like the Amazons in Futurama. We only need men to procreate and that's it.
And that's kind of what's going on here. Because as Malice is like going to the schoolhouse, he passes by like 10 very pregnant young women like walking down the hill. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then he gets to the schoolhouse. Schoolhouse all is girls. All girls. Mm-hmm. Do you think they kill men when they're born? Or do you think they, like, put them up for adoption somewhere?
I think it depends on the stock. I think it might be. I think they might treat men that are born or, like, boys that are born as, like, livestock, maybe? Because later on in the film, he meets with Sister Summer's Isle. And he's like, well, what do you do with the boys that are born? And she kind of, like, alludes, like, well, we take care of it as it happens.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess they do talk about that.
Yeah, but I do think that they probably are treated like livestock, and I think boys who aren't healthy or whatever are knocked out.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. At the school, he passes around a picture of Rowan. No one recognizes her.
Yeah.
The teacher says, nope, no student by that name, don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. I think
that's Sister Rose.
Sister Rose, because there's Sister Rose and Sister Thorne. They're played by the same person.
Yes.
But
Sister Thorne is the one that's out.
Yes, that's outside.
Fields and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So then there's an empty desk. And he's like, okay, well, whose desk is this? He opens it and a crow flies out.
Yeah.
And he's like, why was that in there? And the people say, oh, we wanted to see what would happen.
We wanted to see how long it could live in there without dying or something weird.
Something
fucked up that you never want to hear a 10-year-old say.
Well, then he grabs the attendance log, mm-hmm. which is going to like give everything away.
Yeah.
And there it is that Rowan hadn't been to school.
As soon as that happened, I would have fucking left the island and gotten back up or notified somebody else.
Well, he has no way to contact people because he has no service on the island. There's no phones anything.
That's true.
So he would have had to like leave.
Yeah.
Well, then he knows that everybody's lying.
Yeah.
He knows for sure that Rowan did exist. Well, then Sister Rose said that Rowan isn't alive anymore and Willow's grieving. And Rose said that Rowan had burned to death.
Or first Rowan says, or Sister Rose says she'll burn to death. And then he's like, wait, what? And she said she burned to death.
Yes.
So she kind of like catches herself. And it's all a lot of breadcrumbs to lead up to the end. Hugely gaslight him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Oh. I cannot stop yawning. Okay. Well, then Willow says that Rowan is still alive. Willow admits that Rowan, dun dun dun, is their daughter.
Oh, fuck a doodle do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, how fucking convenient is this?
Yeah. Then she says that Rowan was in her bedroom. She stepped out for like a half an hour, came back, and she was gone.
Like, and he doesn't think for a second that maybe she is a grieving mom and Rowan died. And maybe it's their way, like the community's way of just keeping her on the class list and stuff just to make her feel better.
Well, and it could also go the complete opposite way that saying like, oh, we don't know who that is just a way to like no one there grieves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could just be like, oh, her daughter passed away. Her daughter never existed. Mm-hmm. That's just how we handle things here.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be too.
Yeah.
She said, so Willow said that when Rowan disappeared, she was wearing a sweater that she had made her.
Yeah.
Tells him the color of the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he books it to the plane. Plane's sitting there. Nobody's in it. So he figures, okay, well, I'll just wait at the dock. You know, maybe he'll come back. Maybe he's doing something. So he sits there. While he's sitting there, he notices a body under the dock. Well, I think this is supposed to be a hallucination.
I think he's being drugged, like, the whole time.
Oh, yeah. So it is a hallucination.
Like, I'm thinking, because he's on anxiety medication, and I'm thinking that when they were unpacking his bags and stuff, they might have swapped it. Yeah. Just to kind of fuck with him a little bit more.
I mean, that, and right in the beginning, when he goes to the inn, Sister Beach like offers him a drink of like the tea or whatever mead that they make on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So like that could have been drugged.
Yeah.
And then kind of like everything
fucking
along
wild.
The way. He swims underneath the dock, ends up getting trapped under there because there was no one.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a jump scare where, well, there's a jump scare where he like fell asleep. And then imagined all of that happening.
Yes.
But that's the jump scare, is that he pulls her out of the water. Well, then he ends up swimming to the plane. There's no pilot in the plane, and the radio is trashed. Yeah.
Convenient.
Convenient. I feel like they'd have boats or something.
They would have to. Like, he can't be the only... Well, maybe he is. Maybe he is the sole person that, like, brings supplies back and forth. He goes daily, so.
Still, though, I mean, what if he gets sick? What if his plane breaks down? Like,
yeah,
there'd have to be somebody else. Well, then, Ed, is that, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to Dr. Moss, and because she's also the photographer for the island.
Yep.
And wants to see the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't have a print of the photo, but she has a negative, so she can make him a new one. She leaves and just, like, leaves him alone in the place, and he finds a book about ritual sacrifice and, like, different pagan offerings. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not looking too good.
No. He also finds a thing that says, Rowan Woodward, worst harvest on record. And when he tells Willow this, she just plays dumb.
Yeah. She's like, what?
Yeah. Then there's this weird scene because he's like just walking down this path and there's like a handful of men and they're loading up a cart,
mm-hmm.
and he assists them and then yells at them like, can't you talk? And they all just kind of like put their heads down.
Like they should.
Now, shut up. Do you think that it's like people under the stairs.
Like they cut their tongues out.
Like their tongues are cut out. Probably. Or do you think they're just so like beat down that they just don't talk?
I think they cut their tongues out.
You think so?
I think so.
Watching this, yeah,
they
that's
don't
true.
Think kindly to men.
Well, that
at
could
all.
Be like the thing. Like if they keep a man in the community, maybe at birth they're like, okay, no more tongue.
Maybe.
How
yeah.
do you eat though with no tongue?
Liquid diet.
Honey, that's all they're fed. Yeah. Well, he like when
not
all
only
the men
did our crap suck. All of our men died.
And then all of our men died. He like gets freaked out, which yeah, now that you've said drugs.
I think
and then
for
he
sure.
runs into this like gigantic field that is full of beehives. He's allergic to bees.
Very allergic to bees.
So
and,
he doesn't make it very far.
And in the beginning, too, when he like gets to the bar, he kills a bee.
And everyone's like, oh, shit.
And Sister Beach is just like, why would you do that? And he's just like, oh, I'm allergic.
And everyone gets quiet, too.
Everyone gets quiet.
And they all look at him like, holy shit. Like, no. Like
you're going to die.
You're going to die for killing that bee.
Mm.
So then he has like another flashback about the accident.
Yeah.
He wakes up. Dr. Moss had treated him. He said, oh, did you find my EpiPen or whatever he has? And she said that she treated him in the old way and that he's in, Sister Summerisle's home, like the head of the community. She's in her home and they're going to meet. So, like, he's been there a day or two, maybe?
Yeah.
I feel like he hasn't been there super long.
No.
He accuses her of murder. She insists that they're called offerings, not murder.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess.
Then she basically explains that they do have men on the island for breeding, and that's it. And that's when they have that conversation.
Yeah. And, like... In history, because, you know, like, I'm into, like, old pagan Viking shit.
Yeah.
They did have, like, a wicker men, like,
well,
thing.
When
and
I was
people...
reading about it today, though, because I read about it a little bit, that there's only a couple sources that say that the wicker man was a real thing.
Yes.
And those sources could have easily been swayed at the time by, like, anti-pagan.
Well, anti-pagan, groups. And it could have been in, like, poetry or, like, stuff like that. Like, well, because we've talked about the Blood Eagle ritual, too.
Yeah.
Similar situation. There's no hard evidence that it ever happened, except in, like, Norse poetry.
Yeah, people telling stories about what happened, not somebody actually sitting down and documenting, like, this
and,
is
like,
it.
It's been my understanding, too, that they were willing participants when they were... burned in a wicker man they were willing to do that for the harvest,
like in Midsommar.
They weren't really willing to do that, but whatever.
Well, yeah, the but old... that sort of thing,
yeah,
like burned for a sacrifice. Yeah. Well, he gets permission because Rowan has a grave. He gets permission to dig it up. When he digs it up, all there is a doll with a burnt face. Which is fucked up.
It's fucked up, man.
And he still, like, has that investigator spirit where he's gotta, like, keep looking. That's when, this is the second time he's, like, underwater. He hears crying, searches, and then he gets locked in.
Yeah.
In this, like, well kind of thing.
He's there for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the water, you can tell the water's cold. He's got to, like, hold onto the grate over his head to, like, stay afloat. Willow saves him. Convenient. When he's underwater, though, he had found Rowan's sweater.
Yeah.
He goes, like, this is when, like, I can't say shit hits the fan, but this is when he gets, like, super intense. He goes to Sister Summerisle's house.
God, he gets so angry.
So angry. There's some, like, weird guy in one of the beds.
Yeah, this was weird.
There's another room where there's, like, a nude woman sitting there covered in bees.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like in, it reminded me of The Shining.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's, like, weird scenes stuff in the rooms, and it's kind of like, that's kind of like her house.
She was completely naked, covered in bees.
Covered in bees.
Mm-hmm.
At gunpoint, he steals a bicycle. Yeah.
Okay, Rick.
Exactly. He rides to where there's, like, a group of men, asks for their help, and they're kind of like, fuck you, dude, and just ignore him. No one's helping
him. And at this point in the movie, too, you see the women of the island preparing for something.
Oh, yeah.
They have
flowers and wreaths.
And, like, dope-ass masks.
All these sweet masks.
Like, animal masks, like, cats and dogs.
Which were
and
kind of annoying because the masks were, like, clearly plastic.
Yeah.
A lot of them were, anyway. Yeah. And that kind of made me mad because,
they wouldn't have been plastic.
Yeah, I pay attention to costume stuff, and they would have been, like, wood or bark or, like, leather.
Wood, like, carved wood ones.
Oh, that'd be cool. Would have
been super cool.
Yeah, so they all have, like, these sweet animal masks. And flowers and these, like, pretty white gowns. And they're, like, all dancing around, like, ready to party.
God, yeah. That sounds like a great time.
It does. I kind of wonder
Minus the sacrificing.
In the first one, I wonder if that was one of, like, the nude scenes.
Probably.
Where they're all, like, gearing up to, like, burn somebody alive. Yeah. So he's, like, searching the island at this point. He's just on this rampage. He has no idea what he's doing. He finds the pilot dead.
Yes. He has like the pilot. He finds the pilot on the beach in driftwood. And his mouth and eyes have been sewn shut.
Yes.
It's very creepy.
I don't know why they wouldn't have just burned him alive, too.
Right.
They must need a certain sacrifice.
I think they need a type.
So then he goes back to the inn where Sister Honey and Sister Beach are getting ready. Mm-hmm. Sister Beach has this big bear costume that I'm assuming she's going to wear.
Yeah.
A lot of Midsummer in this. Or I should say, there's a lot of this in Midsummer. Mm-hmm. Which I wonder if they're based on the same book.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think Ari Aster really bases anything on books.
I suppose, yeah.
They're not artsy enough.
That's very true. Well, he punches out Sister Beach. Sister Honey attacks him. Well, they get in this, like, huge fight, and then he takes the bear suit, puts it on, and goes down to the festival.
Oh.
Now, he sees Rowan. And essentially, like, rescues her.
Because she's, like, tied up.
Yes. So he saves her, sort of. When he saves her, she points to a direction where he's supposed to go. His phone rings, so you think, like, oh, this might be his out. He might get a response. No response. Well, Rowan runs away from him. It's a gigantic trap. She runs to her family, Willow, her mother, and her grandmother,
Sister Summersisle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, how the tables have turned.
Yes, it's a total trap. And the Wicker Man is, well, like a giant structure with like compartments in it. And there's like chickens, goats, pigs, all sorts of sacrifices in it. Mm-hmm. And he gets added to it as like
the main show. What an elaborate ploy just to get some dude to the island.
I know.
What the fuck? Just pick up a dude.
So yeah, he gets put into the Wicker Man, well, and then Rowan sets him on fire.
So
his daughter.
Yes. He is being circled before he gets put into the Wicker Man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He gets circled by a lot of people and just like beat the shit out of as he's like screaming and crying. It's pretty awful. They break his legs.
Yes. I didn't watch that part.
Yeah.
I heard it. That was good enough.
And then they tell him like Sister Summersisle is just like, your fate was sealed like years ago when you met Willow. Like this has been happening. This has been the plan for years.
So what do they do? Like, okay, the young women in the community, like, go out, meet men.
Yeah. Are apparently so fucking awesome in bed that they're never forgotten.
Never forgotten. Years, decades later.
Pregnancy happens.
They can be like, hey, I need your help.
Yeah.
So then so I guess now that we're talking about it. So the year that Rowan was, like, the queen of the festival.
Yeah.
That crop sucked.
Yeah.
So then they had to, go find her dad to be the sacrifice?
They probably blame the dad, from what I understand, from this community. For,
being the bad genetics.
The bad seed.
But, so then, 30 years later, Sarah is the queen of the festival. Mm-hmm. All the crops go to shit. So then they just track down Sarah's dad, get him back to the island to off him.
And I'm sure maybe if, the dad was dead or something, next of kin. I don't think it really.
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought about this after watching it. I was like, okay, how does this work?
I never really related it to her being the, festival queen.
Yeah. And But now
that we're talking about it, it makes total sense.
So, yeah, Summersisle and Willow, explain it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they put a beekeeper's hat on and fill it with bees. So he's stung a million times.
Yeah. Which
I guess I would want to happen to go into catatonic shock or an allergic reaction shock before being burned to death. I don't know what would be worse, but.
Well, he wouldn't probably die from getting burned. He'd probably die from smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would be worse. Mm-hmm. Allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Death to bee stings or
right
smoke inhalation.
So yeah, that's when they hoist him up and it's bye-bye.
Yes.
As an ending like Midsummer.
And they're all chanting the drone must die.
Yeah.
Ah, I know. Well, then it flashes to 6 months later and Sister Honey and Willow are picking up dudes.
Fucking forgot that James Franco is in this movie.
And who's the other guy that he's with? It's also someone famous.
It's someone super famous.
But yeah, so they're at this bar picking up dudes and Honey just basically asks what are you doing when you leave here? Can I come home with you?
Can I come with you?
Yeah. So it was really hello. But Honey, I don't know how old she's supposed to be.
I don't know either. Probably she doesn't look horribly old.
No. But how old do they have to be when they leave the community and find a dude?
Duh, it's Jason Ritter.
Jason Ritter.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I was oh, he looks familiar with the facial hair and stuff, but yeah.
But yeah, so maybe sometimes they leave and hang out for a while.
They would have to. A couple months. Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to. They just have to hang out long enough to find out if they're pregnant or not and then bounce.
That's true.
But, like, did you think Willow actually liked Ed at all or no?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, she set him on fire.
Yeah. I don't think any of the women on the island have that emotional connection with men. And I feel like if they do, then they do leave.
I suppose.
And have to sign, like, an NDA or whatever when they leave. I will not talk about human sacrifice or the cutting of men's tongues on this island.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think you could just walk out of there and, like, no amount of paperwork would let you just walk out.
I don't think so.
I think you'd have to, like, say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go in and, like, meet dudes.
Like the Amish.
Yeah.
They have a year or couple months when they get to leave.
Rumspringa, something like that, where as teenagers they get to go and
at
live.
At like 16 or whatever it is, or 18.
And hang out for a little bit and then decide if they want to go back. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading about that, or maybe I was watching a documentary, but statistically, like, way more come back than not. Yeah. Like, you'd think, like, oh, you're Amish, and, like, you would love to, like,
Be free,
but really, like, being Amish is pretty chill.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay, so I can't have a mirror in my house. Cool.
Yeah, like, being Amish seems, like, pretty relaxing compared to
other
modern society. Mm-hmm. You take care of horses, and you do, like, your chores, and you sew a lot. I don't know.
Do you think the sacrifice worked?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either. There's no,
I don't know,
prequel or sequel, rather.
It'd be cool if there's a prequel.
It'd be fucking so cool.
You were going to say dope, weren't you?
I was going to say dope.
I could see you pause.
Would you live in a community like that? Maybe without, like, the human sacrifice and stuff, but.
Yeah.
Like a women commune.
Yeah.
A dirty hippie pagan community.
But it's weird because if I grew up in it, I totally would.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now, I don't know. Like, how do you know if you would adapt to that life?
Yeah. That's
true.
Like,
there's some things that I really like my fake fingernails and eyelashes.
That's true.
I'd be giving that up. But you'd be in a society where, like, no one wore makeup and everyone wore smocks, you know? Mm-hmm. Neutral colored smocks around, so... If everyone is, then...
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Would you? What? You would?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck this place. Bye, Mike. I'm going to go live...
No, but if I
in
were...
In a beekeeping colony with a bunch of chicks?
If I were single...
Yeah.
Why not? Try it out. No judgment.
I don't know. Like...
I wish you could go and, like, test it for, like, a week. I'd be like, is this really what I want? No, that's how Charles Manson did everything. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all the cult leaders, like, it's all enticing.
Come hang out with us for a while. See what you like. Can you dig it?
Oh, my God. That was really dumb. Charles Manson. Yeah, that's Chelsea's impersonation of Charles Manson.
Ugh. Oh, wackadoodle.
I think it's funny, too. We didn't plan this at all, but we're recording on Father's Day, and we're recording The Wicker Man.
So, happy Father's Day. hopefully, we're not going to be sacrificed.
Yeah. Best luck to you.
And it's getting close to midsummer, which is another reason why I wanted to do, like, a pagan-y one, even though it's, like, not very accurate, but...
Yeah. I feel like there's lots of good pagan-ish horror movies. I don't know what we're doing next.
That's okay.
Do you know what we're doing next? Or was this it? Was this the end of the line?
Not the end of the line.
The end of the line. I'm looking. Ooh. Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. Anywho, that's 2006 The Wicker Man. If you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Good job.
Thank you.
I hope everyone has a good night and a good week and enjoys this weather.
I know. If you're in the UP.
If you're in the UP, it's very nice right now. It's like 70 and sunny.
Okay. And if your ex-fiance writes you about a missing kid, don't go there.
No. No, just stay away. Exes are never any good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.